healthy. This is episode 160, The Perils of Pyramids and Multi-Level Marketing. Pyramids look wonderful as you get to the top, but there's not much room at the top. The journey isn't easy, and not everyone likes heights. The masses at the bottom do the work and hold up the structure. Why? Perhaps they're drawn by the lure of riches. Perhaps they're forced, as in Orwell's 1984. If you're a slave, you may wish to be the master. That won't end slavery or the plight of the slaves. You might not enjoy the riches unless you ignore the source. Something for nothing. Friedrich Nietzsche said, "A high civilization is a pyramid. It can only stand on a broad base. Its primary requisite is a strong and soundly consolidated mediocrity." We know of people who are much more financially successful than we are. They seem to enjoy pleasant lives, and probably do. Their rewards look outsized. Why can't we make a fortune without the risk and hard work? Chain letters. Anna Louise Strong said, "They say the pharaohs built the pyramids. Do you think one pharaoh dropped one bead of sweat?" Did you ever get caught up in a chain letter? You send a dollar to someone higher up, add your name to the letter, and send copies to your connections immediately. Eventually, your rank in the pyramid grows and you start receiving dollars too. At least that's the promise. Those who don't participate get bad, bad luck. The chain has both a carrot and stick. If you participated, did you earn enough to cover the cost of postage? Pyramids are based on false expectations of rewards. The risks get downplayed. The work looks trivial. Besides, you'll get trained. Success seems guaranteed. We look like fools if we don't participate, and perhaps like fools if we do. All we need to get started is a credit card. Even big institutions get fooled. TD Bank has set aside $255 million for the pyramid-like Rothstein scam. That was podcast 158. Multi-level marketing. The current legal structure of pyramid schemes is often called multi-level marketing, or, less descriptively, network marketing or referral marketing. This is from Wikipedia. MLM, which means multi-level marketing, companies have been a frequent subject of criticism as well as the target of lawsuits. Criticism has focused on their similarity to illegal pyramid schemes, price fixing of products, high initial startup costs, emphasis on recruitment of lower-tiered salespeople over actual sales, encouraging, if not requiring, salespeople to purchase and use the company's products, potential exploitation of personal relationships, which are used as new sales and recruiting targets, complex and sometimes exaggerated compensation schemes, and cult-like techniques, which some groups use to enhance their members' enthusiasm and devotion. A few things to think about there. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, you'll find links to Wikipedia with more details, or you can just do a Google search. The real rewards often come from recruiting. That takes real work and is difficult to sustain. Yet we want to believe that there is an escalator to the top of the pyramid and we have a reserved spot. That makes us vulnerable and later less trusting and less trusted. P.S. You may have better luck with a franchise or lottery tickets. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. I'm Pramod Sharma.